come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
I wanna fuck you like an animal.
Ooh, that's a great entrance to our episode, isn't it?
It is, Donnie, because I guess today we're talking all about sex, baby.
That's absolutely right. This is our first annual sex episode.
Yes, and I'm wearing my sexy voice for it today.
I've noticed that.
Yes,
Others call it the smoker's voice.
Well, I like to call it my Suzanne Plachet impression. Thank you.
That's hot.
It is hot. It is.
That's very hot.
Yes, I can even go down like this.
You can go down?
I have gone down before, Don.
That's even hotter than I thought.
Exactly. Especially when I say it like Suzanne Plachet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, sex is always fun to talk about, at least for me.
It is. It is for you to talk about, because you've had enough of it for everyone.
No, shh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mabel.
That's just betwixt you and I.
Betwixt, yeah, because no one listens to the Dirty Dish.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my.
So, gosh, there's so many things to talk about. Sex covers so many different, you know, things.
It does. And let me just make this clear that we're doing this for our Valentine's Day special.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're talking about sex, baby. Because probably, Donnie, you and I, this Valentine's Day, this is the only sex that we're going to get.
Exactly.
I'm just throwing that out there.
That's pretty much correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I've got my hand.
So
let's talk about our first time.
Okay.
Having sex.
Okay.
Would you like to go?
Well, certainly. We're talking about the first time we had sex, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do we have to give ages and places?
If you'd like.
All right. My very first time of having sex took place when I was 27.
Holy. What?
Yes, I was 27.
Wow.
I know. And it was in Honolulu. Mm. And
the Windy City.
They call it the Magic City.
Oh.
I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, like there's the Windy City, the Big Apple, the Emerald City is Seattle, City of Trees is Boise, Valley of the Sun is Phoenix,
sure.
But Honolulu is known as the Magic City.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. I think because Doug Henning had a stint there once,
and
it just kind of fit. Anyways, so I was 27, Magic City, yeah, and what else? What that?
How did it happen?
Well, oh my goodness! Now, see, I can't really say much about this because, I can. Oh shit, the bed. He's kind of a very famous person. Yeah, I was at a dinner party and I was still being Mormon boy and I was just kind of like exploring things. And I had actually met him surfing. Because every morning I would go out surfing at about 5:30 a.m. out by Diamond Head, this beach called Kaikos, and which is right around the corner from my place. And I would see him out there in hot bod, and I'm like, oh my god, he's cute. He was a Pacific Islander, and I know that you don't like that per se, but you know, when in Rome, that's about all you got Roman on there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, so we just kind of like befriended each other, and he asked me if I wanted to go to this dinner party. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. So we went, and then after that, and I met all of his friends, and they were very nice. And then after that, we just kind of like, you know, went back to his place, and we're like, you know, going whatever. He's talking about if I had ever, you know, had a girlfriend. I'm like, no, never had a girlfriend. I didn't really have time for it. And he goes, oh, you haven't had a boyfriend? And I go, no. You know, I'm thinking, you know, where's this thing going, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, if you don't mind, I'd like to kiss you. And I'm like, what? And then we did. And then it just kind of snowballed from there, and I got poked in the pooper.
Oh, God.
I know.
And it was Don Ho. I love it.
It was Uncle Don. It was Uncle Don.
Wow. How romantical.
It was very romantic. And we dated for maybe about like 8 months. And totally unbeknownst, like nobody in my ward knew. Ward meaning, you know, my church, you know, because I'm Mormon or whatever. Nobody in my ward knew that I was getting poked in the poopy. Ooh. And so, yeah, that was pretty crazy. And, but then it broke up because at that time I was teaching and he was going on a location shoot because he's kind of a movie star. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to quit my job and move to, New Zealand while he was filming his movie. I'm like, I can't do that. He's like, well, it's over then.
Oh.
So yeah, so that's how it ended.
Wow.
Hollywood bitches, I tell you.
Mm. Fuckers, all of them.
Now, how about you, Don?
Well, mine was, just about as, magical and as extravagant as that. I got really drunk one night at a sleazy bar here in town.
How old were you?
20. And met up with a guy named Rick, who both you and I know. And
yes, I do know Rick.
Yes. And he was my first. And he took me home and we had sex on a wooden chair. And it broke underneath, right underneath us.
The excruciating weight that was placed upon it.
And so we collapsed, and but then we moved it to the bed. I don't know why we did it on the chair. That was ridiculous. But so now you mentioned earlier that you got, what was it? You got poked in the pooper?
Poked in the pooper, yeah.
Okay, so that is interesting because what are all the terms that you use to describe having sex? Oh, is that the only one you use?
No, my favorite one, and I can't take credit for it because it's not mine, but I lifted it from Strangers with Candy, and that's the term make your pinky stinky.
Oh. Nasty.
How about you?
You know, I'm a kind of a straightforward kind of guy. I just say fuck or do it.
Or shag.
Shag.
Because you're so awesome.
That's more of a... Yeah, I'm very British, but...
Speaking of that, can you do a British accent, Donnie?
No.
You can't? Okay. I was just clarifying that for my listeners over at All Prep and No Age. So you don't have any strange or unique terms for it, but what's the weirdest place you've ever done it?
The weirdest... weirdest place... the most crazy place, I guess, would be on the steps of the Capitol building here in Boise, downtown Boise. It was right behind the big old Liberty Bell, yeah.
Oh, did you crack it when you came?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was funny because the guy I did that with, he was from Salt Lake, and he would come into town, and we would hook up, you know, whenever he was here. And he liked to do it in crazy places because we did it that same weekend. We were in a park, the Fruit Loop, you know where that's at.
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And we were just hanging out, and it was getting to be, you know, dusk, if you will. And pretty soon we ended up doing it on the hood of his car.
Oh, then, my.
Yeah, so he liked to do it in weird places.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, I'd say on the steps of the Capitol building was the weirdest place for me. How about you?
Well, actually, in the ass is the strangest place I've ever done it.
Hello, Kitty.
I'm sorry. Mine, the weirdest place was in Boise, and it was in the...
That's weird enough.
Yeah, exactly. It was in the St. Michael's Rectory.
Holy.
St. Michael's Episcopal Church.
Yeah, that's scandalous.
We did it inside the church.
Oh, my God.
I know, I'm going to hell. But I'm not Episcopalian, so it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, well, you people don't know anything, so whatever.
Oh, my God. Did you... You didn't feel at all weird?
Yes, but he worked there.
He was a priest?
Oh, well, no, but he was a youth leader.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a freak, man. He was. And his, oh, I can't even, you know, he just liked to do it. And I'm just like, I don't like to do it. I like to do it, but not with you. I don't know.
Oh. So were you caught by anyone?
No, not then, but I have been caught having sex.
tell our listeners about it.
Well, it was the same freaky deaky. And, and we, were at, it was in Boise again. And, we were, in the temple parking lot, the Mormon temple parking lot, you know where that's in Boise.
Yes.
And we started doing it, and he was fucking me on top of the hood of my car.
Oh, God.
Right under a street light. And I'm like, well, that's mood lighting, but whatever. You know, I didn't think about it. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, so, you know, whatever. right then, as he's like, you know, drilling me like an oil well, a car pulls up and they're like, isn't that Darren from such and such ward? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I know. I got caught by church members.
Did you turn all shitty kitty on him?
Well, I hadn't douched. So I was a sloppy bottom.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, how humiliating would that have been?
Exactly. Have you ever been caught?
No, not really.
Well, speaking of my
roommate walked in on me once with an old boyfriend.
And what were you doing?
My ass was up in the air, and he just walked in, and then I, you know, we both of us turned and looked, and I, you know, grabbed the blanket and
screamed like Annie Sullivan in the Miracle Worker.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
Oh, that's fucking hot. Now, do you prepare to have sex, Donnie?
I do. I'm very, very anal about that. No pun intended.
None taken.
Yeah, I want to make sure that I am
the consummate bottom.
Absolutely. Because I'm a firm believer in cleaning house before the guests come.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, yeah, I do that. I like to shower and, as the French say, douche.
What do the Americans say?
Douche.
Okay, I was just checking on that.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always been big on that.
Well, that's about the only thing you're big on.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'll say. Wow.
Yeah. I think it's, I just don't understand how you can't.
Well, I just don't. I think it's really rude for someone who, you know, if you're going to bottom, there's a responsibility.
Absolutely.
There is. And I don't want to, you know, pull out a chocolate popsicle.
Ugh.
You know, I just don't. I just don't want to do that.
That's so gross, yeah.
Well, I know it. But the smart people, you know, like man sex gets kind of stinky sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to have candles in the room.
Really?
Yeah, because that hides, that masks some of the smell, I think.
Can't you just light a match?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're going to light a match while you're drilling somebody? You're like, oh, excuse me, hold on.
Uh-huh.
And then it doesn't get lit. And, you know, maybe you should have, like, one of those butane torches.
Or one of those things, those little air fresheners that every few minutes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, just for sex.
Yeah, sexual scents. That's what it should be called, sexual scents.
I love it.
Yeah, rose petals to cover up the poop smell.
That is so nasty.
I know.
So what's your favorite position to get it?
Oh, doggy style, absolutely.
Doggy?
Yeah, I like doggy. How about you?
You know, I like them all.
You slut.
I've never really...
Really?
I don't know, yeah. I like it...
rough.
Sometimes.
Oh.
No, I really like it. Yeah, doggy's pretty hot, I guess.
That is hot. I like it, because I don't want to look at the guy.
But see, I kind of like that, too. I mean, if the guy is super, you know, if I'm really, really into it and I want to kiss him deeply and passionately, then I want to be facing him.
Well, that helps, because, I mean, straining the neck, that can really put a kink in your character.
Wow. So do you like dirty talk? Do you get into all the dirty talk?
You know what? It depends on the person. It really does.
Really?
Yeah. How about you?
No. Well, no. I mean, I can't talk dirty to someone because I'll start laughing. I can't take it seriously. And I'll usually probably laugh if they talk dirty to me, but I can handle it if the other person's doing it.
Wow. Wow. Like what do you like said to you?
See, I don't know. I can't even... I mean, really, it's not on the top of my
list. Let me fuck you, you dirty whore.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Especially hot when it sounds like Suzanne Bichette.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I definitely would never do it, but I would have it done to me.
Oh, okay.
But you said that you kind of get into it. Are you saying that you talk to me?
Yeah. Most times I shut down during sex. I can just kind of melt and shut down. But I mean, if the guy is, you know, like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to have a conversation. I'm not going to talk about like taxes or something. You know, hey, what are you doing? Bumpity bumpity bump. And I'm like, I'm bobbing up and down on your cock. But, you know, whatever. But yeah, I can get into that.
You don't think it's funny? You don't start to.
I think the act of sex is actually very funny.
Really?
I think it's the funniest thing. Two bodies squirming around. Yeah, that's just funny.
Hmm.
And I think that if you can't laugh during sex, then there's something wrong.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you always laugh during sex?
I sometimes will, yeah. I mean, it's just funny. I mean, bumping and grinding, that's just humorous to me.
But haven't you ever had one of those just really intense, hot, passionate sexual sessions where it's just...
No. I can't say that I have.
Really?
No, because I like to tell jokes every once in a while. Like my favorite joke to tell. Can't believe I'm saying this. One time I was having sex, and I mean, when you're getting, like, poked up the pooper, and you know, you can just tell that you have to fart.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
You liar. Everyone does. Everyone listening to this podcast does. Anyways, and I knew that once he pulled out, I was going to have to...
Oh, like my that. God.
So I go, stop. Wait a minute. And he goes, are you getting close? I'm like, no, I've got something to say. And he goes, what? I go, what's the difference between a refrigerator and a gay man? And his cock is still in my ass at this time. And he's like, what? And I go, the refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull the meat out. And I pushed him away and went.
That is so gross.
It was. It was just, he started cracking up.
Oh, well, good.
I mean, I had to make a joke out of it or else it'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I mean, have you ever farted in somebody's face while you're getting ripped?
I've had it done to me.
Oh, God.
But I've never done it.
I've done it.
It is so nasty.
It is. Oh, my God. It's so gross.
So you were actually the farter?
I was the farter. And yes. And it came out of nowhere. I was so relaxed. I mean, I was just like, oh, sorry. I mean, I just turned all shades.
Is so gross.
It was. And, it was terrible.
And it's like totally a natural thing. I mean, everyone does it. And it's,
but not
and
in yet, somebody's face.
Well, I know, but yeah, ugh, that's awful.
Yeah. Now, speaking of awful, what kind of glue do you use?
Well, it's sitting right here. Oh, I use ID Glide.
Oh, okay.
Personal lubricant. It's water-based.
Oh, okay.
Now, you don't like water-based, do you?
No, not really.
Why not is really. That?
I don't know. I actually don't like lube.
You don't?
I like spit.
Oh, no, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you with this. I like spit.
Really?
Sorry.
I need to have it well lubed. Everything needs to be well lubed.
All the contraptions need to be...
Everything... Yeah, if I had my way, I would rub both of our bodies down with lube completely.
Oh my God! But then, if the guy's like, you know, you're on your, have you ever had this when you're getting fucked from behind and you're laying on your stomach and the guy's laying on top of you and he's like fucking you and then you get that chest fart? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Can you even imagine what that would have? Would it have to do with lube?
Oh, that would be so funny. So how do you feel about porn?
I love porn, but I don't watch a lot of it.
Really?
No, because I got to a point where I could not, you know, fully, finish the job, if you'd say.
Sure.
Without seeing porn. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want to be able to have sex, like, you know, so that I wasn't being video-ly enhanced.
Right.
So I kind of had to lay off of the porn a little bit.
So you recognized that there was perhaps an issue. An issue.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, now I know you've got an extensive porn collection.
I have got a ton of porn. I love porn. I embrace it. I have always adored it. And I use it at every possible opportunity, unless I'm having sex. You know, if I'm having sex with someone, I don't need it, unless we both agree to watch it. But.
Right. But do you use toys?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I've tried using, like, dildos and things like that, but if it's just me by myself, it's way too much trouble to, you know, lube up a dildo, get myself stretched out, get it up there, because, you know, that's way too much work.
That whole scenario that you just painted makes me shudder. I'm sorry.
But I do have some cock rings that I do wear on occasion.
Well, I've been cock ring shopping with you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, I'm really not into toys. How about you?
No, I don't do that. I'm boring. I'm actually very boring.
I always remember that seeing, and from years ago, this like vibrator, and it's got like a, I don't know if it's like a beaver head on it or what is it?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's sticking out its tongue or something.
Yeah. It's very aggressive looking.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
I don't like that aggressive. But although, remember when I was back up in Boise over Christmas and we went into that sex shop and we saw this dildo in the shape of a corn cob?
Yes.
Now that was funny.
That was painful.
You bought it?
Yeah.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
I was like, shut up.
Yeah, and remember that one that was in the shape of a fist?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And didn't it say, it said, like, you know, Mr. Fister?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it did. Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
I think it's kind of exciting.
Could you do a fist? Have you ever fisted?
No.
Really?
Maybe once.
Really?
Yeah, I've fisted and I've been fisted once.
Oh my God. How was it?
It was not that bad. It was something I wasn't planning on. It was way back in my slutty days.
Your halcyon days.
Uh-huh. And I met this guy on the worldwide internet and he said, well, come over to my, hotel room. So I did. And he was hot. He was in the army, which, you know, built and just gorgeous.
God.
We started messing around and he said, have you ever fisted someone? And I said, no.
No.
And he said, well, you want to try it with me? And I'm like, but we ended up doing it and it takes a long, long time.
Cause, I was going to say, how long were you with this said young gentleman?
Probably like 4 hours.
Shut up.
Yeah. And then that was a couple of hours on him and then a couple hours on me.
See, if it can't happen within 45 minutes, I am done. I check out.
Yeah, generally that's how I am too.
Now, have you ever been, do you have any fetishes or anything like that?
Not really.
I don't either. No, I like when people say I'm into feet, I'm like, well, you're disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, like pit licking and stuff. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, if you're showered, that's fine, because then it's not really a pit, it's just skin.
Yeah.
With hair, sometimes, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you know, come over here, boy, and let me smell your stinky pits. I'm like, you know what? You need to wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like that. And then, like, have you ever been into, like a club and somebody has the worst BO?
Oh, God, yes.
And you're like, honey, you're in a faggoty queer bar. You need to stop and drop and roll around in the shower before you come out.
Uh-huh.
Or wear something. I don't know. I just do not. I get really shitty with people. I'm like, you stink.
Well, that's the ultimate in grossness because, like, in a straight bar, you know, that's one thing, but you're in a gay bar where men are supposed to, like, take better care of themselves, and right. If you smell BO, then,
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah. Now, have you ever been tied up, Donnie?
I have.
Really?
Uh-huh.
With whom, pretty tell?
Oh, I don't get names. I didn't ever get a name.
Was it on the gag.com?
Yeah.
You used to be an aficionado of that.
Yeah, I used to. It was, yeah. But yeah, it was fun. It's kind of fun to just be sort of, you know, submissive.
See, I would not like that at all because I'm highly ticklish everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and I would not trust anyone to tie me up and then to start tickling me and then for me to just go ape shit on their ass.
Well.
Yeah, I would just, because, like, I was getting tickled one time by an ex, and he was just going and going and going for it. He would not stop. I was almost crying because it hurt so bad, you know, but I'm laughing. You know, it's just painful. Getting tickled is so painful for me. Yeah. And I go, if you don't stop, I'm going to spit on you. And he just kept going, so I did, and he got pissed. I'm like, I warned you, you little fucker. I just got really shitty.
So, when you hear of someone say tying you up, is that what comes to mind, is tickling?
Well, I would not have any control over what they did to me if I was.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It's a control issue with me.
Right.
You know, I just, because I get really irritated when somebody tickles me.
Now, you said you almost spit in his face. Are you a spitter or a swallower?
I have never swallowed.
Really?
No, I did. That's not my gig, baby.
Okay, so you're a spitter.
Actually, I've never even had it in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah, no one has ever come in my mouth. I will not allow that.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, I just, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But oral sex really isn't that big of a thing to me either. Like, I've never come from getting head.
Really?
No, I have to. I'm anally sensationalized.
Oh.
I know. I am.
Anally.
Oh, can I please tell that story?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, now you tell the story, Don, because it happened to you.
Well, years ago when I had a boyfriend, he called me up and he said, hey, I'm going to come over and spend the night. And I said, okay. And he said, oh, and I'm horny too. So be ready. So I was like, okay. So I knew what that meant. So I hung up the phone, I took a shower, and I made the necessary preparations. Mm-hmm. And I got out of the shower, and I remembered that I'd bought a bottle of Anal Ease recently, and I had never used it. And so I thought, well, what the hell, I'll, you know, slap a little on. So I put some on, and so he came over, and, you know, we're making out, blah-bitty-blue, and we get naked, and suddenly he goes down and starts rimming me. And I, like, it really shocked me because he had never done that before.
He was so really horny.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. And so I kind of tensed up, and I'm thinking, oh God, I put that stuff on my butt, you know, and then I thought, well, you know, it's too late. He's down there, so I'll just go with it. So, you know, he did his thing, whatever. And so we had sex, blah-bitty-blue. So we're laying there afterwards, and, and he, kind of looks over to me and he says, my tongue is numb.
Oh.
And he said, did you have something on your dick? And I said, no, because I didn't have anything on my
penis. Right, you weren't lying. You weren't lying.
And, so, but, you know, that's proof that the stuff works.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's my anal ease story.
Has anything weird ever happened to you while having sex? Like, you know, phone ringing or anything?
The phone's rang many times.
Do you answer it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that's so.
Do you?
Of course I do.
Do you really?
I did, yeah. Well, I was expecting, me and my ex were having sex one time. One of the few times. And I was expecting a really important phone call, and the phone rang. And I'm like, dude, I've got to get this. He's like, what? I'm like, no, I've got to get this. I go, I think it's the important phone call. He's like, okay. So he's like laying there, like on top of me. And I'm like, you know, hello. And it's my mother.
Oh, God.
Which was Lois Ann, and it was not the important phone call. And she's like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And I go, playing records.
Oh, my God.
So the first thing that came to my mind. So from then on, having sex was referred to as playing records.
Oh, so there you go. That's your
that's
code name
term.
For it.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Oh, we're sitting around playing records.
Mm.
Yeah.
So LPs.
LPs, 45.
Extended plays, EPs.
Oh, well, my ex was no extended play. Let me just say
oh,
that.
Oh, God. I hope he's not listening.
Like, he knows how to turn on a computer. Actually, he does because he whores all the time.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. Well, Don, this has been a very lovely, lovely
it really has.
Valentine's Day special for our listeners.
This was good Christian fun, if you ask me.
It is. Tammy Faye would be so proud of us.
Yes, so I guess this is kind of our Valentine gift to all of those, our listeners, I guess, really.
Exactly. That's and if anyone wants... Exactly, and if anybody wants to send us a little Valentine, you can email us at dirtydishduo@yahoo.com.
Exactly, and here's my preferred means of communication. I want people to call us on our listener line, which is 206-666-DISH.
Exactly, D-I-S-H.
Uh-huh, and leave a message, because we'll play your messages on our next podcast.
We always do, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Do.
It's good fun.
And you can visit us on the worldwide internet at dirtydishduo.blogspot.com.
Yeah, .com. Did you say
com?
Oh,
I did not. No.
See, I'm just staying with the sex theme.
Exactly. Or you can visit each one of us at our respective websites at freshandtasty.blogspot.com. That's a fresh in tasty.
Uh-huh.
And then, or you can visit mine at yarnstuff.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, Donnie, I hope you have a very fabulous Valentine's Day.
You too, Darren. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't.